Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live sound design lesson for drum and bass and jungle intros, and we're doing it with one hard rule, resampling only. That means no fancy leave the effects live and automate them forever workflow. Instead, we're going to print generations of audio like you're copying a cassette, each pass losing a bit more fidelity. And then we'll arrange those generations so the intro feels like it's getting restored right up until the drop. Contrast is the whole game here. When the drop hits clean and wide after a trashed, narrow, band-limited intro, it feels bigger without you even changing the drop. Let's build it. First, set your tempo to something DNB friendly. I like 174 BPM as a default, but anywhere from 172 to 176 works. Now create a group called Intro SRC. This is your little intro band. Keep it simple. 3 to 6 elements max. Think pad or atmosphere. Maybe a Reese drone holding one or two notes. A very quiet break texture for movement, a vocal one-shot or siren, and maybe a riser or an impact tail. The point is, you're creating a vibe, not a full arrangement. Quick coach note, sneak in a reference transient. Put a very low-level rim, clave, or shaker tick somewhere in that intro bus so that even when we obliterate the audio later, your ear can still read the timing. It's like leaving a tiny grid breadcrumb trail. Next, make an audio track called Intro Print In. Route everything in Intro SRC into this track by setting audio from to the Intro SRC group and choose Post FX. So whatever processing you did inside the group gets included. Intro Print In is now our capture point, and later it becomes our printing machine. Now we create our resampling lanes. Make 4 audio tracks. GEN0 clean print. Gen1 tape. GDZN2 radio. GEN3 destroyed. For each of those GEN tracks, set audio from to intro print in. Set monitor to off. The workflow is, only arm the one you're recording. Everything is committed as auto. Alright. Print GEN0. Arm Gen0, and record 16 to 32 bars of your intro material. If you're not sure, start with 16. For DNB phrasing, an easy template is, bars 1 through 8, atmosphere plus tiny hints of break texture. Bars 9 through 16, add a tension element, like the Reese hint or a vocal stab. If you're doing 32, then bars 17 to 32 are where you add the we're approaching the drop energy, riser tails, impacts, maybe a little more density. Once recorded, consolidate the clip so it's one solid piece of audio. Command or Control J. Now we build the degradation rack, and we'll print through it. Put an audio effect rack on intro print in and name it degrade rack. You can also put it on a separate dedicated print rack if you prefer, but keeping it on intro print in is clean for teaching. GDN1 is tape-ish. Subtle. This is not destroyed yet. It should still feel classy and usable. Here's the chain. Start with utility. Narrow the width slightly, like 80 to 100%. Not mono, just less wide. Then set gain so your peaks are living around -10 to -6 dBFS before saturation. Give your effects headroom. Then saturator. Soft sine mode is perfect here. Drive maybe 2 to 5 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then pull the output down so you're not fooled by loudness. Now echo. This is for smear. Set it to repitch mode. Time at 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback low, around 10 to 20%. Filter it. High pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Keep the mix subtle, like 6 to 12%. This is the glue fog, not an obvious delay. Next, final distortion. Turn on tracing model. Pinch around 0.2 to 0.6. Drive low, maybe 0.5 to 2. Crackle tasteful, 0.5 to 2. Your seasoning, not burying the audio in campfire noise. Adjust output to keep level consistent. Then EQ8. Gentle high shelf down 2 to 5 dB around 8 to 12 kHz. And add a tiny low cut at 25 to 35 hc to keep rumble from stacking up through generations. Before you print GDN1, do a super important pro move, level match by ear. Don't trust peaks. Crushed audio will trick you. Put a utility at the end of the rack temporarily, and trim until you can /B GDN0 and the monitored processed signal, and it feels equally loud. You want to choose with taste, not with volume bias. Now arm GEN1 and record the same 16 or 32 bars. Consolidate. And here's where resampling only becomes fun. You can automate while you print, because after printing, it becomes audio and the final intro lane stays clean. For Gen 1, automate crackle rising a touch over 8 bars, or echo mix creeping from 6% to 10% into a transition. Subtle motion makes it feel alive, not like a static filter preset. Next, Gen 2, the radio/phone band limited 1. Now we degrade from the previous generation. Set intro print and input to come from GEN1. Yes, you're feeding the printer from the prior print. That's the whole cassette generation loss thing. For Gen 2, start with EQ8 first. This EQ defines the identity. High pass at 150 to 250 Hz. Steep, 24 dB per octave. Low pass at 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Also steep. Optionally add a little mid boost, plus 2 dB around 1.2 kHz, Q about 1, for that nasal radio bite. Then redux, downsample around 2 to 6, start at 3. Bit reduction around 8 to 12 bits, and do not automatically go 100% wet, try 20 to 50%. Parallel grunge keeps groove information, then drum bus, drive 5 to 15%, crunch 10 to 30, boom at 0, because we already chopped the lows and we don't want fake sub. Pull transients down, maybe minus 5 to minus 15, to soften edges and make it feel more sampled. Then utility, width 0 to 50%, toward mono, bass mono on, arm Gen 2, record consolidate. Coach note, treat each generation like a deliverable, not a step. After printing GEN2, audition it at drop energy. If it only works when it's whisper quiet, it won't hold up during transitions. Turn your master down if you need to, but test the print as if it has to survive in a real arrangement. Also, movement without automation on the final lane is easy if you print multiple takes. Print GEN2 three times with slightly different low pass points, like 3.2K, 4.0K, and 2.7K. Then splice between them in arrangement. It sounds like the signal is shifting, but you didn't automate a thing. Now Gen 3. Destroyed found footage. What even is this source energy? Route intro print into receive from GEN2. Start with auto filter. Band bass mode. Set frequency somewhere from 400 Hz to 1.8 kHz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Add some drive, 2 to 6. And here's a power tip. Print multiple GEN3 takes with different band pass centers. One centered at 700, another at 1.2K, another at 500. Those become edit tools later. Then saturator, but now go aggressive. Hard curve or wave shaper. Drive 6 to 12 dB. Try soft clip off for harsher edges. Then limiter. Ceiling at minus 0.3. You're not mastering. You're flattening it on purpose. Print the damage. Optional noise layer. Still within resampling rules. Make a return track with vinyl distortion crackle and an EQ that high passes around 3K and low passes around 12K. During printing, send your signal into that return so the noise becomes part of the print, not a separate always-on layer. Even better, create a one or two bar noise phrase, and only place it at transitions. That reads like environment and realism, not constant hiss. Arm Gen 3, record, consolidate. Now you have four generations. The sound design part is done. Now the producer part, arrangement. We're going to build a classic degraded to clean DDNB intro. For a 16-bar intro, bars 1 to 4, Gen 3. Low level, maybe sparse impacts. Bars 5 to 8, crossfade into GEN2. Bars 9 to 12, crossfade into GEN1. Bars 13 to 16, GEN0 clean. Plus pre-drop tension elements if you want. Then the drop hits full bandwidth, full stereo, full clarity. To crossfade cleanly with audio only, turn on clip fades in arrangement. Overlap the clips by half a bar to one bar. Short fades feel more jungle and aggressive. Longer fades feel more deep and rolling. And don't forget DDNB signposts. Print a one-shot vocal through GEN2, like listen or warning, and stamp it right near the end, like bar 15 beat 4. Or print a break fill through GEN3 and reverse it into the drop. Because it's printed, it's stable, and it feels intentional. If you want to level up your arrangement without adding instruments, try bandwidth lift staging. Plan four steps where every four bars you reveal only one aspect. Low mid body returns around 150 to 300, then upper mids open, then air comes back, then serrato width returns. You can do that purely by choosing which generation plays when. Another spicy trick, in the last two bars, do micro edits instead of fades. Slice GEN2 or 3 into 8 notes or 16th notes and alternate with tiny slices of GEN0. It creates that decoder unlocking moment right before the drop. Super effective for jungle energy. Now, final polish, still committing audio. Once your intro evolution feels right, resample the entire intro to a new audio track called Intro Final Print. This is your final deliverable. On Intro Final Print, Keep processing minimal and boring. An EQ high pass at 25 to 30 HC just for safety, and a utility check for mono compatibility with around 100. If you feel the urge to start automating effects here, stop. That's the whole point. The motion is baked into the audio. Then freeze and flatten the old print lanes, or disable them to save CPU. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to avoid. 1. Redux full wet too often. You lose groove and it becomes white noise mush. Use dry slash wet and preserve information. 2. Not level matching between generations. Louder always wins. Match by ear. 3. Killing all low end too early. Even in intros, you often want implied weight. Let GEN1 and sometimes GEN2 keep some body in the 150 to 300 zone, even if true sub is gone. 4. Printing accidental clipping. If it's not stylistic, fix it before the print. If it is stylistic, commit it confidently and move on. And 5. Stag textures. If nothing moves, it feels like a filter slapped on. Print motion by performing parameters or by printing multiple variants and splicing. A final advanced mindset to take with you. You're not just adding lo-fi, you're creating a narrative, either degraded to clean, like restoration, or the reverse, like signal loss right before the drop for a fake out. In DNB, that moment of contrast is basically free perceived loudness and free hype. Now your practice assignment, quick and deadly, make an 8-bar intro loop at 174, pad and noise, one vocal stab, filtered break texture, print GDN0, print GEN1 with just saturator and vinyl distortion, print GDN2 with band limit EQ plus redux at 10 bits, downsample 3.0, 35% wet, arrange bars 1 to 2 as GEN2, bars 3 to 6 GEN1, bars 7 to 8 GEN0, then resample it to intro final print. Your goal is simple. When the clean hits, it should feel like the curtains open. And if you want the hardcore homework, do a full 32-bar intro with 6 prints, including a wobbly GEN1B where you create wow and flutter by warping and nudging transients by 5 to 20 milliseconds, then resampling. No clip longer than 4 bars without a splice or a slice pattern. Nast bar should step through destroy to radio to tape to clean in 1 bar, then drop. That's the resampling only lo-fi intro degradation masterclass. Print your generations. Commit your decisions and let the arrangement do the heavy lifting. If you tell me your subgenre and what elements you're using, I can suggest a tailored GEN chain and a 16 or 32 bar layout that fits your vibe.